Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Vicki Winterton, founder of Expert Insights Family of Opportunity, home of best-selling books, Insights in Published Magazine, and Global Communities, where people on the rise and those who are household names come together to create immediate impact. And today I am really thrilled because I have with me T.R. Garland. T.R. is the number one best-selling author of Building the Ultimate Network and an internationally recognized business networking and strategic partner expert. His first article ever published was by Entrepreneur Magazine, and his written work on relationship capital and referral marketing has since earned him the prestige of being an international syndicated columnist, as well as an induction to the National Academy of Best-Selling Authors. In less than 3 years, TR built his own ultimate network from scratch in an industry brand new to him that generated millions in revenue over the past year alone. And he coaches his 6, 7, and 8-figure clients to build their own multi-million dollar networks in a matter of months with his proven profitable partnership formula. TR, thank you so much for being with us. It's just a thrill to have you here.
Well, I'm thrilled to be here. It's an honor to have a conversation with you, and it's an honor to see where that conversation leads so that I can add as much value to your listening audience as possible.
Beautiful. What beautiful intent. I wonder if you could share with us what brought you to this passion and purpose and this place of influence that you experienced today, which is utterly amazing to me.
Well, you know, for starters, thank you very much for acknowledging my resume. You know, at the end of the day, it really isn't about me. It's about, you know, my life's journey and what got me to this point and how I can truly, truly have a giver's gain mentality as well as a pay it forward philosophy and serve small business owners and entrepreneurs and up-and-coming speakers, authors, and coaches like I know that are running into challenges today. For starters, basically, my background is I grew up in Buffalo, Boston, and Chicago most of my life. And growing up in Chicago, you know, was a good Midwestern environment to grow up into. And I modeled certain things after my father, who was in sales, and I immediately could not wait to get out of college and get into the sales industry. And being in Chicago, Vicki, I'm not quite sure if you're aware, but Nightingale Conant, you know, one of the original content aggregators for the personal and professional development industry, is based out of Chicago. And I had an opportunity to submit my resume for Nightingale Conant. And I thought, how cool would that be, you know, being excited, being ambitious and driven as a 21-year-old to represent a company that had content that taught people how to succeed or achieve or sales techniques and sales tactics. So I was going to my local library at the time, and I was checking out these books that had cassette tapes in them. Obviously, you remember what cassette tapes are, right, Vicki?
Yes, I do.
So, you know, people these days were so used to MP3s and iTunes that we forget that prior to that, it was CDs, popping them in the car. And prior to that, we were getting these, like, books that looked like books that had cassette tapes. But to get back to the story, I was renting, you know, from the library, cassette tapes by Napoleon Hill called The Science of Personal Achievement and Brian Tracy on sales techniques and Mark Victor Hansen and Jack Canfield back in the day. And what happened was with my interview process, they ended up going on a hiring freeze. So unfortunately for me, I didn't end up working with Nightingale Conant, but I kept my passion for success, my ambition. I was very, very driven. So I got into sales. I got into technology sales. And by the time I was 23, I was ranked, you know, number 3 out of a nationwide company from a sales perspective. By the time I was 27, I was ranked number 9 out of an international sales force. So there certainly was no shortage of ambition and achievement. But by the time I was 29, I actually had a shift in my last 3 years in my 20s. And I started to realize it was more than just me and me accomplishing my goals alone. Because the life of a salesperson is very, very independent. Your sales manager says, here's your quota, go figure it out. And I started really wanting to work in collaborative environments. I wanted to team up with people so that I could feel more satisfied in my professional life by connecting with more people. And I, you know, quite honestly, Vicki, I left corporate America. I left working for others that didn't have the same values as me, and I became an entrepreneur. And to kind of bring this whole story full around, I was very successful as an entrepreneur. I employed 20 employees, had an amazing office in Newport Beach, California, but I still did not feel fulfilled. And I now understand how people who are older than me tell stories about how they traversed their life's journey, because life really has been a journey for me from my 20s into my 30s, and I'm now in my very early 40s. And the truth of the matter is, by the end of my 30s, I had stopped being an entrepreneur, owning my own company, and I became involved with working on an e-learning project with Brian Tracy, with Mark Victor Hansen, with Bob Proctor, with Dr. Ivan Meisner, with Stephen M. R. Covey. And when I started working on this project, I looked back and I did like a reverse butterfly effect. And I said, holy mackerel, I grew up in the Midwest, just your average guy, and I was ambitious, and I almost represented these leaders or icons in the personal and professional development industry from a sales perspective. And now here I am in Southern California, and I'm partnered up with them. And I'm a strategic advisor to these people about how to continue to build their brands, build their reputations, and monetize their brands. And let me just end this story on one thing. There was a common foundation in any of the roles that I had from my profession, whether it be working for someone, being an entrepreneur, or now being a strategic advisor to established A-list speakers, authors, and coaches, as well as up-and-coming speakers, authors, and coaches. And that common foundation was always simply leading with positive intent, always intending on contributing to other people first, because if you can't contribute to their success, the right people will acknowledge that contribution and it will assist you in achieving your personal and professional goals.
Oh, that is so beautiful. And, you know, we've talked before about how closely aligned we are with that goal and that contribution in the universe. And I just can't tell you how much respect and admiration I have for what you're doing. When you were on the rise and you were shifting into this very different role, where did you go to find support?
So out of respect for the time that we have in this interview, I simply want to say things weren't always easy for me. I'm a human being, and you know, I grew up in an environment to where my parents got divorced right before I got my driver's license. So, you know, I had some personal things that, you know, they stay around and they affect people in different ways. And I can honestly say that simply growing up in my 20s and very early 30s, I didn't have any set role models that I could lean on. I just, in my gut, knew that I was intended to serve on a greater scale or on a larger project than just myself. And I just kept going and going and going. And I could never find friends that would go to see, you know, Don Shula and Ken Blanchard and Tony Perinello when I was in my early sales, you know, days, to where I just could not pick up books, you know, and read them quick enough, or go to sales seminars or personal development seminars. And it actually happened in my mid-30s, I crossed paths with someone by the name of Dr. Ivan Meisner. And for those of you that don't know, Dr. Ivan Meisner is the founder and chairman of an international organization called BNI, stands for Business Network International. There are over 150,000 entrepreneurs that are members of his company that all meet locally to create and cultivate and establish solid relationships with other professionals in their local community and support each other. And it wasn't until I crossed paths with Ivan to where I finally could say that I had a real-world, in-person mentor. And my father succeeded very, very well at what his role was during his generation. He ended his career as a vice president of sales for an international company, but he actually never had a mentor that shared his values and saw him for who he was, saw his compassion and his potential. And I can honestly say that it has been a blessing in my life to cross paths with Dr. Ivan Meisner about 5 years ago and get his guidance and follow his lead, how he doesn't get caught up in the hoopla of being a speaker or being an author. That at the end of the day, at his company headquarters, he honestly will wear comfortable clothes and will chuckle when I show up wearing my suit and tie. So he's a down-to-earth person that realizes how business operates today, and then at the end of the day, no business would succeed without having strong personal relationships.
Oh, that's beautiful. And that really opens up the question in my mind. What do you feel are the most important factors in attracting and maintaining really great collaborations and partnerships? Because you're the expert at this.
Well, I appreciate that, you know, Vicki, and it's a very, very good question. You know, how can someone go about attracting key partners? I think that's your question, correct?
Right, right. Key partnerships as well as any type of collaborations that you need, you know, in your world.
Sure. You know, partnerships and collaborations, absolutely. Well, it's ironic that you would bring that question to my attention right now because what I've found, I've surveyed the marketplace, and let me just reestablish that my main focus out there as a speaker, author, or expert is tied to business networking, relationship capital, and strategic partnerships. So typically, I'm out there teaching your everyday entrepreneur or small business owner how to go out and create their own ultimate network. And that's through attending local chamber of commerce meetings, meetup meetings, attending other people's seminars, and creating relationships that really leverage other professionals in the community. But what I found, Vicki, is that because I know the established speaker, author, expert space so well and have many of the A-list speakers in my own personal network, that there is a new breed of people out there. It's a burning cauldron of ambition and excitement. And I call these people up-and-coming speakers, authors, and coaches. And one could call it the expert industry, or one could call it becoming a messenger. And what I've found is a lot of people get sidetracked at getting their message out there. And what I mean by that is they get sidetracked by using social media, by focusing on getting JV partners or affiliate partners to promote to their list. Will you promote to your list? Will you promote to your list? Will you promote to your list? And quite honestly, Vicki, I get offended when someone asks me, how big is your list? Because what they're doing is they're devaluing the personal relationships that I have that I could instantly call on my cell phone, explain to this person why I'm calling, and hand that phone over to this person and say, this person is a great prospect for your high-end client program. And they're devaluing the relationship, the peer-to-peer referrals, the word-of-mouth marketing that can occur. So what I've done is I've surveyed the marketplace in the last 3 to 6 months, and I believe that there is a need for a program that I'm going to be introducing very shortly here, and it's called How to Become a Highly Sought-After Partner in Any Industry, Niche, or Community in 90 Days. How's that for a title, Vicki?
It's a great title, and it's so needed now. The content of what you're providing and the tools that you're providing are so needed now when people are so inundated by email, and that personal touch really seems to be something rather foreign to our world.
I couldn't agree more. And if your listening audience has a pen and paper handy, I'm going to give two actual powerful tidbits that I'd really like to add value, because a lot of this interview so far has been talking about me. And although the conviction in my voice, it can come through to your listeners, I want them to be able to, you know, leave with some actionable, you know, education. And the first thing that I would like them to write down is I'd like them to write down a phrase. And that phrase is, the revenue is in the relationships. And I'll repeat myself. The revenue is in the relationships. Now, let me explain why I believe that that's a very important foundational concept for your listening audience to really not only hear, but grasp and understand. It's because of what we just said, which is someone can spend a lot of money on learning social media, and they can spend a lot of time creating a database and trying to get people to opt in, and then trying to get people to convert and trying to overcome people's objections. Well, I don't know about you, Vicky, but I really don't go out there in the marketplace with the desire of having someone overcome my objections. I don't go out there in the marketplace with the intention of someone converting me to be one of their clients. And my guess is that many other people in the marketplace feel the same way that I do. And, you know, I have a tagline, and that tagline is, have you ever heard the term, it's nothing personal, it's just business? I have, and every time I hear it, it still disappoints me, because business is personal, and my personal approach is why people do business with me. And I'll take that a step further. I'll say, you know, someone is going to do business with you because of you. They're not going to do business with you because your website is pretty, because you are excellent at social media, because you invested money in learning how to convert and how to learn sales tactics and techniques. I really, really implore your audience to just simply stop and listen to what I'm saying. Business is personal. Let's lock arm in arm as a community of small business owners and entrepreneurs, and let's make business personal again. Let's reach out to people who we connect with in our local community, and let's learn more about them. Let's cultivate our relationships with them, as opposed to trying to find that golden goose that is going to email their list of 10,000 people and make you millions of dollars.
Oh, that is so beautiful. And that whole perspective on what's missing today is absolutely brilliant. And I'm, again, so in alignment with that. So in alignment with that. What is your big picture for what you're doing? I mean, you have worked with some of the best in the business, and you've done so many amazing things in a really short time. TR, what is your vision for, like, leaving a legacy, or how you would like to see the scope of your whole entire work viewed by others down the road?
Well, thank you very much for simply just, you know, stopping from the buzz that's going around us today and asking such an important question, which is, you know, how did I get to where I'm at, and where do I expect to go? And let me simply start by adding a little bit of background, because you've alluded to, you know, my resume and my reputation and where I am, you know, at the top of this personal and professional development industry today. But let me just give a little bit of a background to how I got there. In a nutshell, I simply was a student. I simply was passionate for the personal and professional development industry. And I happened to volunteer to work on that e-learning project very early on, about 5 years ago, with Brian Tracy, with Dr. Ivan Meisner, with Bob Proctor, with Stephen M. R. Covey, and a whole slew of other people. And I worked on that project pro bono. I actually partnered with Dr. Ivan Meisner, and we created a company, and the profits from the sale of this e-learning program were going directly to a charity, and that charity was funding the education of children around the world. And what happened was people started to see me for me, and I encourage your listening audience to take actions that necessarily the marketplace will not always take note of, but the right people will take note of. So I worked for a year and a half on this project and took no salary, and literally had the goal of connecting entrepreneurs with a great e-learning project, and the profits were going to a charity. And what happened was people started to see that my motives and intentions were clear, and the right people identified themselves as, you know what, I really like how you operate, who you are, you're truly authentic, TR, you wear it on your sleeve, you know, I want to do business with you. So it started off by contributing, and then I started working with people like Michael Gerber. I had the blessing of working with Michael E. Gerber, the creator of the E-Myth, during the 25th anniversary of the EMIF and Michael's 75th birthday. I was vice president of strategy and business development for his company during the 25th anniversary of a book that has sold over 6 million copies. Amazing, amazing, amazing. So then after that, I had the privilege of working with Laurel Langmire and helping her. I was on her team when she launched Yes Energy. So I helped her successfully launch an in-person event that had John Ashraf, Les Brown, Brian Tracy, Sharon Lecter, Greg Reed, Gay Hendricks, Chris Atwood, Mary Morrissey. So I've worked on projects with all of the well-known names and the people that really are making a difference. And so go a step beyond that. I had the privilege of working with the Napoleon Hill Foundation during the 75th anniversary of Think and Grow Rich. How cool is that?
That's very cool. Very cool.
So I had the ability of not really mapping out where I was going to be. I honestly just led my professional life like I led my personal life. And it shocks me when someone operates differently in the business arena than they would at home with their family, their friends, or others, their close confidants. And I simply, through the years, have built a reputation in a short period of time. Like you stated in my bio, in under 3 years, I chose that I wanted to get to the top of the personal and professional development industry. And in under 3 years, I had trials, I had errors, but I also had successes, and I got here. And my personal mission is to lock arm in arm, hand in hand, be an advisor, be a mentor, be a friend to people who would like to be a very intricate, a very established, a very recognized individual in their own local community. So I've built my own ultimate network of friends, confidants, and colleagues in under 3 years. And I honestly see my overarching mission as using my knowledge, being able to share the tools, tactics, techniques, and strategies that I use to get where I want it to be. And I want to simplify it, Vicki. I want to share this knowledge with other people. They could be CPAs. They could be accountants. They could be sales reps for local insurance companies. They could be sales reps for financial advisors. They could own a flower shop. They could own a surf shop. They could be, you know, any other entrepreneurial profession. They could be up-and-coming speakers, authors, and coaches. At the end of the day, I truly, truly simply want to get across that I appreciate you asking about where I see myself going and what my true mission is. And I really have found success and I found harmony between my personal and professional life by leading a life of contribution. So, Vicki, I'd like to share with your audience right now a large project that I'm working on, and it's called the Conscious Contribution Movement. I honestly invite anyone out there that believes that we should get to the root of solid personal and professional relationships. The root of relationships is collaboration. And in order to collaborate, it's two people with two similar goals or initiatives or intentions, and they contribute. So I believe people have become more aware. There's a shift in society today, and people are aware. They have their radar on of whether or not you're being looked at as just another number. If you're being looked at as a sale to help someone achieve their quota. And I think people take offense to that today. And I honestly simply invite any of your listeners, any of my colleagues around the country and around the world to reach out to me and say, you know what? This movement that you are teaming up with key people in the personal and professional development industry, this movement called Conscious Contribution, leading a life of harmony and leaving a legacy that matters. That connects with me, TR. How can I learn about this? How can I be connected with people in your network? How can I bring this information back to my local community and make a difference during this turbulent economic time?
Oh, I just love that. And I love the project. Can you please share with us where people would go in order to be able to join if this resonates with them?
Here's something that I actually do that's a little bit different than the trend in the industry. I am more about relationships, personal relationships with individuals. And therefore, there's a right time and there's another time for how to, you know, get people's information. And Vicki, you and I both know that there are videos out there on the web to where I could send someone to a web page and it's a video of me and they could opt in for a newsletter. I connect with you, Vicki, and your mission of being a liaison between this community of entrepreneurs and up-and-coming speakers, authors, and messengers. I really, really connect with you as a person, Vicki, and I don't want to send someone to an opt-in video. I'm going to give permission for your audience to email me directly and connect with me and let me know that if any of the concepts that I've shared in this interview resonate with them, I'd like to know who they are and I'd like to know their personal story. So I'm going to give people my email address. So grab a pen and a paper, and the best thing to do is email me directly at the initials tr@trgarland.com. It's simply my name. tr@trgarland.com. And I encourage people to email directly and just let me know if it was worth your time investment of listening to the amazing Vicki interview me about my passions, because I'm only one person. I just happen to have led with contribution. I've built credibility with the right people, and I want to use that credibility and that contribution as leverage to make as large a difference in local communities around the world as possible.
Oh, that is so beautiful and so refreshing. If you could one more time just give your email address, TR, so that people can take advantage of this unbelievably generous offer of contacting and connecting with you directly.
Absolutely. I recommend that people, if they connect with what we've spoken about today, if they'd like to learn more about becoming a highly sought after partner in their local community, niche, or industry, if they'd like to learn more about how they can lead a life of harmony and leave a legacy that matters while still earning a very respectful income to take care of their family, they can email me directly at the letters tr@trgarland.com. And they can also simply just go to Facebook and they can just type in TR Garland and they'll find my Facebook profile. Please connect with me on my personal Facebook profile. It's under Todd TR Garland.
Beautiful. Thank you so much, TR. I must say that I was so excited to be able to share all this information with you, and it's just the tip of the iceberg because TR is such an incredible specialist and expert in the area of building relationships. And so this is one of my favorite interviews because it resonates with my heart so totally and personally as well. So thank you again, TR. And for anyone who would like to learn more about Expert Insights, you can find out everything we're doing at GetEI.com, and everyone have a wonderful week.